It's back. It's the Misplaced Bostonians. Hey guys, welcome to the midweek show on TMB. I'm your host, Marsh. We've got a bunch of stuff to get through in this week's show. A few things which I'm sure you're aware about. Matt Suzuka, The Rocket, Gabe Kapler. We've got a bunch of stuff to talk about, so let's get down to... And as I'm sure you're all aware, you've heard about Gabe Kapler announced retirement on Tuesday of professional baseball. He's now retiring from the Red Sox as he finished with the Sox recently this last season. He's now moving to a manager of the Single-A Greenville Drive South Atlantic League. Don't know if any of you guys heard about this. Well, you heard about Gabe Kapler, of course, but where he was going and what he said. I was listening to a couple of interviews with him. It seemed a very mutual understanding. The Red Sox talked about it and said, did you want to do anything? And we could offer you a place here. And they also said, would you like us to throw it out to the world and offer your services to other teams? He said, no, thank you. He wanted very much to stay with the Red Sox. And I thought that was very much like a Red Sox player. I was very proud to hear that. He said he wanted to be a manager. He wanted to give something back to the guys. He wanted to affect people. And he said he would be very happy going out there, coaching just the single A team, and he wanted to affect people and their lives and just, you know, help people grow up into great ball players. He said that was much more important than money to him. He didn't want, you know, any big financial deal because, you know, he's obviously made that decision wrong once in his lifetime. And he doesn't want to do it again, so it's very important to him that he, you know, does something to help other people and not just, you know, to get his financial aspects. And he says, and I quote, ecstatic to be walking into this managerial career. And he looks really into it, guys. So I wish him all the best, and I think he's been a great player, great asset to the Sox, and will still be a part of the Red Sox, which is important. A couple of stats, 64 home runs, drove in 302 runs over 850 career games, and he announced his retirement Tuesday, ending his playing days after 9 seasons. The Misplaced Bostonians is now on MySpace. Can you believe it? Log on to myspace.com/TMB podcast. Right, as you guys all know, we're coming to the final stages of the Matt Suzuka deal. The deadline is Thursday midnight. That's 11:59 Eastern time. It's the time left on to for the Red Sox management and Matt Suzuka's people to make an agreement. And news just in. I say news just in. I'm sure you've all heard about it. It's this last few hours when the show is being recorded. We know he's now on a plane to Boston. Red Sox management yesterday said that there was a plane going to Boston and it would be leaving whether or not Matt Suzuka and its agent came. We now know it's left, and it has left with Matt Suzuka in it. So that's about approximately a 6-hour flight to get to Boston, and anything could happen there, and it's looking pretty good. Been looking at a few people's opinions online and that sort of thing, and most people think it's looking positive. I personally think it's looking very positive. He's got on a plane. He's going to take a physical, I expect. We know he's going to take the physical now if he's going to Boston. It's looking extremely positive for us, and I really hope it goes through. Obviously, we can't get our hopes too high because this has happened too many times before, but it would be quite something, wouldn't it, to see him playing for Boston next season. I personally think the deal's going to go through. I think he's gone to Boston. You know, they're having a bit of a problem deciding on how much exactly to make up the deal. But, you know, I'm sure some kind of agreement can come there. We know the Red Sox offer to Matt Suzuka was $8 million for 6 years. And he came back with a counter offer of 6 years for $11 million. Now, clearly it's a little bit different in price, but, you know, how about $9.5 million? You know, put it in the middle there. But no, of course it's money. It's big players here, and it's not going to happen. I predict something around 10 million, approximately, yeah, 10 between, yeah, sort of 10 million, in that sort of range. I think it's going to go for, because he's not going to settle for 8 million, and he wants 11 million. I think 8, I think 10 million, to be fair. But it's a lot of money, but for 6 years, I think that's a pretty good deal on our half. I think we could definitely do with the Japanese pitcher, and I think it would be a real asset to the long term Red Sox team play in the club. It'd be great because now we've got the other Japanese pitcher which we acquired recently. I think all these the young pitchers that are coming up now, ready for next season. I think if we do get him, it's going to be an absolute killer next season in our pitching, and hopefully it'll take us a little bit closer to the World Series. Right, on to a little bit of emails we've had from fans of TMB. Appreciate all your messages, guys, and comments. Don't forget the MySpace page, myspace.com/TMB podcast. You're slowly trickling in there. I want to get a few more ads and people on there so we can help get the word out. And this is a email from John, sent to me, John in Columbus, Ohio. Thanks for listening, John. Appreciate you started listening. He's now he told me that he also stood in line for a while to get an autograph, and that was Yaz's autograph. Now that's incredible. I think I would have stood for a long time to get his autograph as well, to be fair. Also, he says he went to school with Rich Gedman. Now it's pretty impressive looking up some stats, because I'm not, don't know everything about the Sox. I heard the name. I thought I'd look up the stats and stuff. Got some pretty impressive stats. He was a very key Red Sox player back in the day, and that's quite impressive. Any stories that you guys have also of any players, or any meetings with the players or anything like that, please email me them. Just do tell us about them. I'd love to hear it. I'm sure all the other fans of TMB would like to hear that too. It's great. Also, to answer your question, John, about being able to watch games on satellite. We do over in England here. We do have a few games on satellite and cable. We also have a couple of games on terrestrial TV, which is a standard TV. We have one channel which plays baseball twice a week, and once in a while we even get Red Sox games, and I do stay up for them. And yes, the next day is very interesting for that. But no, we do get a satellite channel which has them on all the time. Also, MLB.TV, I tend to use a lot. And, yeah, subscribe to that, and I get all the games. So I'm not missing out too much. The only thing I'm missing out is on my Red Sox Nation, and being so close to Fenway. I do miss Fenway. Right, I must give a shout out to my friend Andy was 18 yesterday. Just like to say happy birthday, Andy. Good luck with everything you do in the future. You're supposed to be an adult now. We'll see how that works out, being an adult and responsibility. Thanks for listening to the show, Andy. Appreciate that. Good luck, buddy. Right, another thing I wanted to talk to you guys about is the Rocket coming to Boston. I'm sure you guys have heard the rumors in the press and stuff about possibility of the Rocket coming back to Boston. I was pretty pleased when I heard that. I do have my doubts and have my not so pleased moments about about this idea, but it is a Rocket. He's an incredible player, and he's coming to the end of his career, so I think it'd be nice to have him back in Boston. I found out a few facts that if he did come back, what it's likely to be. I'll just read those out to you. The contract would be a lot like the Astros gave him. He'll be able to pitch, to work out on his own, attend family functions, and arrive late to the roster. But rather than playing half a season, we believe the Red Sox to ask him to pitch for 2/3 of a season. Now that's fine and everything, but from my opinion, I think it's a little bit unfair, maybe to some of the other guys. being able to arrive late and this sort of stuff. I know he has that sort of status, but is it really fair to, we have these elite players, the best, and if you're playing baseball in the MLB, why can't you do as everyone else does? That's kind of my view. He's a great player, but why shouldn't he just turn up and do everything like everyone else does? If he wants to play ball, he should do that. Now, I know, he can get any amount of money that he wants. He can go to any team, but I really think, you've got to be a little bit careful, because I would be a little annoyed if I had teammates coming in, later than me, just because they had such a big reputation and all that, But what can I do? It's the Rocket, and I want him back. The other thing I was wondering about the Rocket, if he did come back to Boston this season, is was he thinking of ending his career with Boston? Because I was just thinking about that. Has he come back for a reason other than just to play ball? If he does come back, would he want to end his career and, possibly look at, the Hall of, sorry, not the Hall of Fame, but a retired jersey for the Sox, or even the Hall of Fame in the future? Is that a possibility? Now, I was looking into that, and I thought that might be one reason why he's looking at coming back to the Sox, but I guess we'll only know when that happens. But first things first, and that's to get our Japanese pitcher sorted out. Then we'll see what happens with the Rocket. That's just about it from me this week. Very short show. I'm very sorry about this. It's a slightly rushed show. Just wanted to get out my thoughts quickly about Matt Suzuka and throw some things in the air. So if you guys could get back to me and tell me your thoughts, don't forget the email address is tmbpodcast@gmail.com. That's tmbpodcast@gmail.com. Also, the MySpace, where we're asking all fans to sort of like congregate, you'll be able to leave messages for each other, is myspace.com/tmbpodcast. Guys, I'd love to see you there. And just leave messages for each other, email me. I'd love to hear from you. It'd be excellent. So thank you. Don't forget the MLB.com Player Awards is comes out on the 14th, which is tomorrow, depending on when you download this podcast. And you'll see who gets the Hitters Award and all sorts of things like that. I hope Puppy gets it again for the third year running. I don't know if you guys voted for that. I personally forgot. I'm very sorry, but I would have done if I'd have remembered. I hope Puppy gets the Hitting Award, and I guess we'll see what happens with that. And we'll see what happens by next show, what happens with that, and what happens with our pitcher, to see if we have our $51 million pitcher. Until then, guys, stay safe. I'll see you next week for a Christmas show.